And now, on Adobe Radio, it's the Brett Davern Show featuring Katie LeClaire.
Streaming live, weekday mornings, 9 Pacific, noon Eastern.
On Adobe.com and the Adobe app for iOS.
This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, more like fry yay, am I right?
This is the day where you eat a bunch of fried food?
Oh, fried yay. No, this is your brain. This is your brain on fried eggs. That's why they call it fry yay.
Because you're supposed to do all the fried eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Right.
Next Friday. Or day before last Friday. Wait, the first movie is called Friday. The second movie is called Next Friday. Then there is a... it's a trilogy. What's the third one called? Last Friday?
I don't know.
No, that would have to take place in the... that'd be a flashback. Has anyone made a prequel called Last Friday?
That's funny. Friday after next.
And oh, that makes sense.
Also, there is one called Last Friday.
Oh, there's four of them? Friday, Next Friday, Friday After Next, and Last Friday. Mm-hmm. What about Two Fridays Ago?
That one happens.
How about one called A Month From Friday?
That one hasn't come out yet.
A Week From Friday? That makes more sense. How about one called Last Friday of the Month? Usually a payday, maybe? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. How about one called First Friday? It goes all the way back to biblical times.
Like that movie Year One or whatever?
It's Chris Tucker and Ice Cube sitting on the front porch, but in Babylon. It's called First Friday.
That's good.
Okay, let's roll with this. Here, we finally found it. Okay, so I'm... okay, I got the meeting at Paramount. Did you hear?
Congratulations.
We're able to pitch First Friday. Mm-hmm. Come on, that'd be a fun pitch. You go in, you're like, okay, so you guys like Friday? They're like, yeah, yeah. You like Next Friday? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a sequel, sure. Oh, and then they're like, they made four of those. We love that franchise so much. And you're like, all right, great. Well, have I got an idea for you? Okay, picture the neighborhood, but it's Babylon. Mm-hmm. They're like, wait, what?
And somehow all the jokes are relevant still because it's like we're still living in that time period.
Basically just do the same movie, but it's First Friday. Mm-hmm. They're like, wait, which Friday, though, is the first one? I'm like, oh, no, the first one. We're talking sandals and togas. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kate, no, this is not working.
I'm wondering who's...
Katie's
I'm
one of the executives in the room. I can tell. Look, I can tell when I'm not. I can tell. All right. You don't like First Friday? Okay, well, how about this? Last Friday.
The Friday before the apocalypse?
That's right.
Weirdly, both of those... Oh.
Go ahead.
It's the Brett Davern Show starring...
Starring? Wait, weirdly what? What were you going to say?
That both of those movies star Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Year One and This Is the End. Those weren't
specifically I thought we were talking about
on Fridays,
movies.
But they're Year Zero and the very end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did bookend it with Michael Cera, didn't we?
Hmm. Where's he been?
He's in a Uber Eats commercial right now.
Oh.
That I had to Google who that was. I thought... I actually did. I was like, that looks like Michael Cera, but I don't know. Is that Michael Cera?
Was it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very patchy beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the guy who doesn't have a patchy beard.
That's me.
Brett Davern.
Here, Google image that thing. Michael Cera, Uber Eats commercial. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. BDS fans at Adobe.com. If you want to text us anytime.
The grilling machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty patchy. Is that not on purpose? No, it's not. That's just his face.
Do you immediately recognize that as Michael Cera? I mean, I told you it was him, so.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
Not immediately, no.
All right.
What a terrible beard.
Yeah, how come the people on set that day didn't say, hey, Michael, can we help you out there with this?
How come his friends in life aren't saying that to him?
Maybe it's him pranking them.
Maybe.
You know, he's just seeing how long he can go before someone finally says something about this terrible looking thing on his face. Nah, whatever.
Weird.
Terrible is subjective.
I guess so, but that's pretty terrible.
I'm laughing because also I'm picturing his reaction to hearing you say that. Like his very Michael Cera, like, oh. And then she said she didn't like my beard. His like sort of like
his non-existent. Well, like it's like his chin is like further. His chin is closer to his body than it should be.
It's just like his neck. Like,
well, I mean, it's like his chin's like kind of loose and like further back.
I think he just has a hole in his neck that starts at his top lip and just. He's gonna play Mitch McConnell someday.
Oh, he's gonna be great at it.
Yeah, he'll crush it.
They can leave the patchy beard even.
Yeah, for when he's like young hippie Mitch back in the 60s. I don't know if you guys know, but Mitch McConnell, like, he was big time hippie.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Allegedly. No. No, he wasn't.
Oh.
No. No, Mitch McConnell came out an old guy.
Right, he came out
an old white guy.
Right.
Oh, Mom. Mom, please. we're turning the music. It's going to go out. Stop. Somebody stop.
The Brett Davern Show. Featuring Katie LeClaire. Adobe Radio.
No. I was talking about Mountain Dews, baby. No. Mountain Dews.
There are 4 new octopus species.
Oh.
Well, they've been on the planet.
I'm on their side.
We now know about them.
I'm on their side. I promise.
We've done this news story about the thermal
imaging targeting systems.
The hydrothermal springs off the coast of Costa Rica.
That's what I meant.
We've done this news story before that they found octopus gardens.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Now, in those octopus gardens, Brett, there are 4 new species of octopi.
I'm in. I'm in. What are they called? John, Paul, George, and Ringo?
That's good. Yeah, that's good. I don't
Octopus's
know. I don't
garden.
Know what they're called.
They're called John, Paul, George, and Ringo. This is Ringo's contribution to the band.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've said this before on the show. I'll say it again. I would have liked to have been there that day when Ringo came in.
Yeah.
Abbey Road Studios, you know.
Yep.
And this is on the album Abbey Road.
Hey, John, I've got an idea.
So iconic. He's like, oh, yeah, Ringo. Oh, Ringo. Oh, right. Oh, what you got there, Ringo?
It's octopuses.
Oh.
In a garden.
Oh, you know, that does sound kind of badass, yeah? Because, like, right away, you're like, oh, really? Kind of trippy. That's cool. But then he starts playing, and then this is it. Below the storm,
in our little hideaway. It's a very sweet song. It's nice.
Yeah, he's like, it's like a little like 1950s like bop, right? It's like you play it in the jukebox, you know, John. It's like if I was in a malt shop in 1952, you know.
Did they all have jaw surgery?
They're all Keira Knightley's fathers. They're all the fathers of Keira Knightley, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if you guys know those octopuses are named after the Beatles. The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Beatles also play on words. Their band name. which I just like to say from time to time in case people don't realize that.
Good reminder.
Yeah. Not two E's. It's B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Friendly reminder. Play on words. Because we're funny, too.
So these octopuses.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I like it.
It's kind of a trippy picture of this octopus garden.
That's what I was getting at.
Because because they look like little balls. And this article says that the mother octopi curl
the them. Mother octopus. Octopus singular.
Octopuses?
Oh, all of the mothers, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mother octopuses. What's the plural of octopus?
Well, octopi, if they're like a... Well, I don't know. How would you say that? Yeah. All of... I don't know. Keep going.
They curl themselves into a ball with their legs, like, sort of curled under them.
Like,
and
outward.
Outward, yeah. And that's a defensive position.
Ooh, all right. Careful, you might get some ink. Off.
Yeah, some good biodiversity there in off the coast of Costa Rica.
I love it. I love it.
And they you know, they're a lot more resilient to the thermal activity there.
Oh.
Because previously they thought that the octopi couldn't live in temperatures that high. We'll go with octopi that time because it rhymes.
Octopuses are cool, man. They're like
I
aliens.
Never saw that documentary.
Oh, it's good. My Octopus Teacher?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh, it's good stuff. They're aliens on Earth, I think. Pretty sure they are. They're very resilient. They can adapt. They're smart. They remember stuff. They can solve puzzles.
We can talk to them? Communicate with them? The one of them is really good at predicting the Stanley Cup. That one knows the future about the hockey.
Yeah, that one octopus, you go see him if you're trying to lay down some bets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Jimmy Octopi.
Pusses.
Jimmy Octopuses.
That one he gets better. Pusses. Yeah.
Jimmy Octopuses.
Do you know what I would like for the answer to be to what is the plural of octopus? Whatever you want it to be in the moment. If it's pusses is funnier, go with that. If it's pie is funnier, go with that.
Especially if the octopus is Italian, then you go octopuses. And ironically, octopus is on a lot of Italian menus, you know? Yeah, you soak it overnight, nice. You get in the brine, you know? Oh, very good.
The octopus loved the brine.
Put it in antipasto. Amazing. I'm starting to lose it. Keep going.
Okay, next up, Korn.
The band?
The band Korn.
K-O-R-N.
Backwards K.
Yeah. You can't put that in, though, when you type it in. It's just, you just go, ooh, let's go Octopus's Garden by the Beatles to Korn. Has anyone ever done that on radio?
You get the bends.
Man. Freak on a Leash.
Is that their number one?
Oh, yeah. Let's
Can we hear some of it?
It's a little different than Octopus's Garden. I don't know if you guys know. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Korn. It's a picture of young Brett, bleach blonde tits.
Were you into this?
I mean, this one song.
Yeah.
If you went too far past this song with Korn, you get put on a list.
Brian Welsh. Yeah. He's the guitarist and the founding member of Korn.
Yeah.
He has launched the Atlantic Behavioral Health, a mental health treatment center providing intensive outpatient treatment in Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
You hear that, all you freaks?
Sounds like he had struggles with depression himself.
Oh. Break free from the leash.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm trying to do? This is some good news. I like it. You know, actually, this song's kind of good, too. I like this one. I think it's going to a Korn concert that I wouldn't really enjoy. And not because of the band. It's mostly...
You gave away your JNCO jeans?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, yeah.
And your wallet chain?
Yeah. Or also those pants that have the... What were the pants that... Because there's the chain for the wallet, which I understand.
Are you talking
but
about
what
this
are the
thing
pants
right here?
That have the... No, that's to hang your hammer on.
That's so dumb. I was thinking about that this morning.
No, that's just to hang your hammer.
What a silly thing.
Well, what if it...
Who uses it for that?
No, it's fashion. But listen, I'm talking about... And these are fashion too, but you remember the pants that were like the baggy pants? They probably still have these. The baggy pants, but then it looked like they had a bunch of like suspenders attached to the back of them.
A bunch of suspenders or just suspenders?
No, no. Like, well, that's what you always thought it was. It's like, oh, are those suspenders just like... You know, not on someone's shoulders, but they're hanging down. No, and then you look closer. There's like just a bunch of like. It looked like they had like catcher straps, like if they're a baseball catcher, and then they just attach like to each leg, and then they're walking through the mall, but they're like loose, so they're hanging. I mean, I know it's fashion, but what is that? What was that? Where? What? What? If I'm gonna sound like an old man, I might as well go full old man.
Do it.
And they had the blue hair also.
Yeah. The belt probably had studs on it.
Nail polish and probably piercing their tongues and stuff. Kids these days.
Have you seen the gauges?
Those pants, though. Listen, I get it. It's fashion. I got it. You shop at Hot Topic. That's cool. I always just did think, though, those pants, like their moms had to just be like, come on, can you just unbuckle the straps before you put them in the hamper, though? These are a mess.
Yeah.
Imagine putting those through the washer machine.
Clank, those are clank. Air dry only.
Clank, 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 clank.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of accoutrement on those pants. What do they call those? Do they have a word for that?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. But did you go into the store like, hey, do you have any of those strappy pants that all the corn fans are wearing?
So like hammer pants.
Right.
Are called...
Hammer pants.
Hammer pants, but there's another word for it.
Are these called corn pants?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Butt rock pants?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, you could say, hey, you know hammer pants? And they say, yeah. And you go, no, I'm a white kid. I'm a disenfranchised... What do you call it? I'm a youth. I'm a troubled youth.
In the early 2000s.
I want to look like a troubled youth.
In the late 90s.
I'm a white kid in the burbs.
Yeah.
Let's get more to the point. Right? you just had to say yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes.
All right, good.
How much do those pants cost?
I don't know. They were probably too expensive.
Yeah, probably. That's probably why we never bought any.
That's not why. That's not why.
Okay. Roughly a quarter of American adults under the age of 30 don't know their neighbors.
Yeah, this is some BS. Do you know your neighbors? Yes, of course I do. And so should everybody else. Every single person listening to the sound of my voice, you live somewhere. And if you don't know the people that live on that side and on that side, you're crazy.
Yeah?
You should. And I don't even mean you need to know them, like be friends with them. Just know who they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
You might want to know who they are in the opposite way also. You need to know your neighbors. You should know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Just what they look like. You need to be able to recognize them on sight. And then if you have a general sense of their sensibilities, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you smile and wave and say hi, that's even better.
Totally.
And if they smile and wave back, that's even better. Yes, you need to know your neighbors. Yeah. And if you're in an apartment situation, above you and below you also.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You got four quadrants.
How are you going to go above and below? You got to go seek those people out. You can go knock on the door?
Yeah, absolutely. Within 2 weeks of moving in, you should be knocking on the door. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Introduce yourself. Hi, how are you? Just wanted to introduce myself. Say hi. If you ever need anything, I'm usually around. Yeah.
I know my neighbor if you're in an apartment, you might have across the street as well, across the hall.
Totally. Yeah. You should know that person.
Yeah.
You don't need to give them an extra key or invite them over for tea weekly or anything. I mean, if you're friends, that's cool. That's what I'm saying. That's even cooler. But you don't need to be. Just in a simple, like, hi there, how are you? My name is. They probably won't remember. You probably won't remember either. But you need to do that at some point, I think.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's a
good thing to do. By the mailbox.
That's interesting.
Whatever. Just casual. Hi, how are you? Hey, neighbor. It's nice.
I live in a place where there's a lot of people
Yeah.
to meet. And I know a lot of people in my
Well, this is what I'm saying. You don't have to do all of that, though. That might be too much.
I'm just saying I have a dog. So, like, standing out while the dog pees, like, you might be able to wave a friendly hello.
In my neighborhood, and you guys know, I can't see the sidewalk from my house. I have to use binoculars, like a telescope, because my driveway is so long. But I sometimes do look through the binoculars, you know, down to the street. Mm-hmm. Look down. And say, what's going on 5 miles down there, you know, past all the machine guns and the armored guards and everything, you know, like the minefields and the moat. Oh, you guys, I just added new fresh alligators to the moat.
Fresh ones.
Mm-hmm. Because there was only two left.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got hungry during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put 3 or 4 more in, so.
3 or 4?
I'm not telling. So I was looking down there the other day, and I was like, oh, hey, I see the same lady walking her dog that I saw a couple days ago. I see the same people sometimes, you know, all the time.
How often are you looking out the big window?
Well, I'm saying, like, when I pull the car out of the driveway or something, I'll just see the same people. Mm. Oh, that's the same dog. Mm. Oh, I remember that dog. You know, and they probably see me. So I like that. And a nice friendly wave. I don't know who they are. I've never even stopped to talk to them, but just a nice little wave.
Sammy knows. Sammy's got it.
Yeah. Generally around the same time of day, you start to notice people's patterns, you know, just in case you want to know when they're out of their house, you know. You start to notice.
Yeah.
You start to notice patterns in people, like who's walking their dog each Tuesday, at what time.
Yeah.
At what route they take.
Somebody told me recently.
If they go left, if they go right.
Oh, it's cool that you're, like, into running. Just make sure you don't run at the same time of day every day.
Oh no.
And I was like, you mean like have a routine? Like, what are you talking about? I'm definitely gonna get murdered. It's fine.
No, just stay on the same routine each and every day so that it can be counted on. Exactly.
Right.
So that if someone wants to be on a certain corner watching, they would see the same thing.
Anyway, so there's tips here on how to be a friendly neighbor if you don't know how to be a human being.
Yeah, don't be a creeper. That's tip number one.
That is tip number
one. Don't be creepy.
Yeah. It says, you know, you could bring a treat if you want to, but you don't need to do all that. You can just introduce yourself.
Just say hi.
Just say hi.
Don't overdo it. Just say hi.
It also says respect the rules of community living.
Oh, what is that?
You know, like keeping quiet our hours or like if you're in my kind of situation where you have a shared laundry room, like go get your stuff quickly after the time goes off. You know.
Yeah. Just be cool.
For extra credit, if you feel so inclined, you might be interested in creating like a free little library.
Nah, too much.
Yeah, you might not be. I'm saying for the people who want extra credit.
Trying too hard. Not trying too hard. You don't have to try so hard. That's why only 30% of people know their neighbors, because they feel like they have to do all of this extra stuff in order to do it. And I know you're saying extra credit, but really, for 1 second, like that's why those numbers are bad, because people feel like, oh, I have to bake cookies and I have to put a ribbon on. No, you don't. Just say hello. Or actually, you don't even have to verbally. What I'm saying is you can just the hand up or even a nod. Hi there. When you see the same person, right? Like, non-verbally saying, hi there, is good enough.
Great.
And then you will know your neighbors. Start there.
Start a community.
Start there. And if you build a free community library someday, that's good. But I think a lot of times the reason, especially younger generations, don't ever get started on something in the first place is because that seems too daunting already.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah.
Subtle high and a little wave is good enough. Yeah. Know your neighbors. That's a good tip, Katie. Thank you for bringing that to us this morning. We appreciate you, neighbor Katie. We see you and you are appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. You are seen and appreciated as well, Brett.
Oh,
hello.
Thanks. You know what? I'll see you later, neighbor. Slams the door. Well, there's nothing worse than fighting with a neighbor, right?
Terrible.
Like, that would be the worst, man. Because you both got to live there,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, just be cool, everybody.
Just
generally
be cool.
Be cool, you know? This is Katie Costello, speaking of cool. We will be right back on the big, big show. What do you want to do?
Three things.
Okay, sounds good.
He gets distracted easily.
No, I do, seriously.
Well, text him right now. Just enter BDSFans at Adobe.com where you normally put the phone number.
It's good
Compose
news
your text and press send. Then sit back and listen to him get derailed in real time.
I know we said that we'd play three things, but I'm gonna throw an audible in here, and I think we should play everybody's favorite name that tune game.
Ooh.
Instead, because it's also Friday.
Fun.
So
yeah, let's do it.
We might as well try and have some fun.
Quiet in the studio, please. Time for the game full of wins and misses. Can you get it in one? Loser does the dishes. Who's playing today?
Gerald, Cherry, or Barry?
Let's play.
Spin it out there.
Barry?
Yeah, so we've been talking neighbors. There's not too much in the music world in terms of neighbors. What else we've been talking? Good news? Do you think there's anything? I just want to try to tie it. If
neighbors,
we can.
There's a song by Arcade Fire called Neighborhood.
Yeah, but you already know that now. So
that's
that
the
doesn't
only
really
thing I can think of.
Though. Or we could just have Luana new to the game. Luana's new to the game.
Yeah.
You could choose. Maybe there's a year you want to, like, or a genre, or what do you want? Give me a category.
Of music.
Of music.
Oh, I don't know.
What's in your wheelhouse? Like, what year, maybe? 2017?
I'm going to try with, like, 80s?
80s? 90s? All right. 90s?
I mean,
like, pop music? You want to go 80s pop or 90s pop?
Sure, let's go with 80s. Like,
okay.
Anything.
All right, I like it. We'll let's see, throw we'll it back.
Nice.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's go 80s pop hits. How about that?
Great idea.
All right. Here's a list. Okay, so first I need people's fake names. So you have to make up a name. Katie, your name is?
Shirley.
Shirley. And Luana, your name is?
Luca. I don't know.
Luca.
The first thing that came up.
I like it. Okay. Shirley and Luca, welcome to the game. Welcome to Spit It Out There, Larry. Here's how it works. I will tell you maybe a clue or two, and then I'll start the bidding. You bid if you want for seconds on how long the song will be played and how long you think it will take you to name the song, the artist, and then you get a bonus point if you want to sing with some gusto. It's not good enough to just sing. You got to really throw some weight behind it. You get a bonus point. 3 points per round. We play like that. Most points win. Point totals double after the break. First song up! Let's start the bidding at 14 seconds. It's by a female artist in the 1980s. Do I hear 14 seconds?
Okay, yeah.
Luana's in at 14 seconds. Katie, do you want to beat 14 seconds?
I think I could name it in 10.
Wow, 10 seconds. Luana, do I hear 8? 8 seconds. 8 seconds?
Sure.
8 seconds. Sold. 6 seconds. Let's lower it a little. 6 seconds, Katie? Let's make the game interesting.
I don't think
6
I can do
seconds?
It in 6. No, I'm going to start slow.
6 seconds of a song.
Start slow.
6 seconds. That's an eternity in the 1980s.
It's true.
Everyone was all hopped up on coke.
Well, yeah, but
that
don't they have like
intros? 6 seconds was like a year to them. Huh?
Don't those songs have intros?
It might. You never know. 6 seconds going one. Come on. 6 seconds. Do I hear 6?
No,
how about 7? How about 7? How about 7? Are you back in at 7?
Right, I'll take the 7.
7 seconds. 6 seconds over there to Luca. 6 seconds.
I think I'm going to pass on this one.
You're going to fold on 6. Are you sure? You're positive? You might want it. Are you sure?
Okay, fine.
6
fine,
seconds. She's
try.
In at 6. Do I hear 5? Do
no.
I hear 5? Do I
no.
hear 5? Do I hear 5?
No.
6 seconds going once. 6 seconds going twice. Sold. Luca, 6 seconds. Here are your full 6 seconds. You can answer before, but you get all 6. No quiet in the studio, please, from everybody else. Here is 6 seconds of a pop song from the 80s by a female artist. Can you tell me who it is? Can you tell me the title? And can you sing it if you'd like? That is 6 full seconds.
Man, I have heard it before, but I don't know what it is.
This is where you can start just trying to sing it. Get that bonus point.
This is like, I wanna kiss with somebody.
Okay, come on, give us some gusto.
Yeah,
somebody to
love.
There you go.
Yeah.
She gets the bonus point. Who sings it?
It's it Madonna? No.
No, no, no. Would do you have a shot at the song title? Cool. I mean, I think you just sang it, actually.
Dance with Somebody?
There you go. She's got 2 points. Producer Katie, for the steal, can you tell us who sings this pop song?
That's Whitney.
Whitney Houston, that is correct.
Well, that was like everything I thought.
That's okay. You got 2 points. She got one. I mean, you're leading the game right now.
Oh, yeah.
This song slaps. Whitney. I want to dance with somebody. And then in parentheses, who loves me? Why the parentheses back in the 80s on all the songs? Oh, I tried to get it before that extra beat. All right, number 2 on the list. I'm going to start the bidding at 10 seconds. Do I hear 10 seconds? This is a male pop artist from the 80s. 10 seconds. Who wants it?
I want it.
10 seconds for Shirley. Do I hear 8?
Yeah, I can do 8
seconds. 8 seconds. Casually for Luca. Do I hear 6?
Yeah.
6 seconds. How about 5? How about 5? You got 2 points on the last round. How about 5?
Sure. I love
5. All right. 5 seconds. 4 seconds for Shirley. 4 seconds.
Yeah, 4
seconds. What? 3. 3 for Luca? 3 for Luca.
Okay, let's
She's
do it.
She's going 3.
Oh,
Shirley. Shirley.
No,
Shirley.
No.
You going to let her have it?
Three. She can have it for 3.
All right. Shirley's going to sit tight for the steal, possibly. 3 seconds on the clock. Luca, here's your song.
Oh, it's Billie Jean and Michael Jackson. Now I gotta sing?
If you'd like the bonus point.
Sure I do. Okay. But, okay, I don't know the lyrics super well.
That's all right.
Billie Jean is not my love.
Yeah.
She's just a girl. Na-na-na, I am the one. The man is not nice.
5 points for Luca. She's running away with it right now.
Yeah.
All right. Next up on the list here, we roll through it. Oh, okay. Here we go. I'll start this one off. You know, I'll give it a little extra time. This one, we're back to 14 seconds. Who wants it? Who wants it?
Well, Luca wants it.
Somebody
know
bid.
She does.
Somebody bid. You gotta jump in though. Come on, we need some confidence around here. You're in.
I want it for like 5 though.
Whoa, 5 seconds right off the bat. Luca, 4 seconds. You were successful with 3. 4.
I'll take
all right,
3.
3. Gonna go 2. You can go 2. Do I hear 2?
No, that's fine. I'll pass it on this
one. Oh, she's going to sit for the steal, I think. All right. She's figured out how the game goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what? How many?
3.
3 seconds of the next song on the list. This is by a pop duo from the 1980s.
I don't know it.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
No guesses. I gave you some clues.
Hall & Oates. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Is it Maneater? I don't know what it is.
All right. Luca, you... Sorry, Luca. You can buzz in if you like. Here's 3 more seconds, though, just for fun. There you go. Do you know it?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's called Out of Touch.
Crushing this game.
Wow.
And for the extra point.
Okay, go for it.
You're out of touch. I'm out of time.
Yeah.
I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Nice. That's right. Hall & Oates. For a bonus point, can you tell me their first names?
I saw it the other day on the internet, but I forgot.
Daryl.
I need one both of them for the bonus point. I need both of them. That's one of them.
Peter.
I mean, bad enough one of them's name is Daryl.
What was the 80s?
John. Daryl Hall and John Oates. All right. Oh, sorry. I was just grooving. All right. It's a groovy one.
It's a good song.
Okay. So you're, let's see, 2. You got the 1. All right. So 6. No, we're 7-2 right now. Whew. Luca's running away with this.
Running away with it.
The next song, we got a female pop star in the 80s. I'm going to go 4 seconds on this one. Starting the bidding at 4 seconds. Do I hear four? Who wants it? She's in for four. Luca's three. Got it. Three for Shirley. Two for Luca.
Yeah.
All right. 1 second, Shirley. You want
no.
it? Are you
no.
sure?
I'm not going to know it. Go ahead.
You're positive. You don't yeah. want 1 second? All right, fine. Sold to Luca for two. You get 2 full seconds. Quiet in the studio, please.
Okay, girls just want to have fun. And that is Madonna. No, wait. No. Yeah. Nah, never mind.
Cindy. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no. I'll give it to you. You knew it. I knew you knew it. I'll give it to you. That's Cindy nice Lauper. Cindy Lauper. I know
like,
you know.
I keep saying Madonna. You knew it, like... right.
And you wanted to take a stab at the bonus point for this one?
Wait, me or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still your turn. I messed it up. That was the host's fault.
Yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, girls just want to have fun.
Yep. She's crushing you today.
She really is.
You're getting crushed.
Yeah. Luca Running knows this game.
It's 9-3.
Wow, hot damn.
9-3. But as with all things around here, point totals double after the break. So it's still anybody's game. Shirley can easily get back into this one. We're also quickly running out of time, so we're going to wrap this one up quickly on the other side of the break. We always run out of time with this game. It's too much fun.
Too much fun.
Current score, 9-3. This is Bearings. The song is called Slip. And we'll be right back to decide the game and wrap up your Friday right after this.
Adobe Radio. Got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
Well, I don't know if Katie's going to want to keep going with this or not. This is a bloodbath this
Who
morning.
Who are you talking about?
This is a bloodbath.
Are you talking about Shirley?
Dude, Shirley is getting absolutely destroyed.
Shirley's going to come back in the second round.
Well, there's Shirley only one left, nice. I think. I'm not sure how many there are still to go, but okay. Make sure you can't see this. Okay.
I can't see, yeah.
All right. Here, I think we got time for like two more, but point totals double. Or should we just do one more? Let's go two more at least. Okay. Let's give Luca some more points going in. All right. Let's start this one at 3 seconds.
I want it.
Two? Or do you want to just go one? You could go right to one. You don't have to go 1 second less. You could just say, you know what, Brett? 1 second. Well, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. There's your mic. You want to go 1 second?
You know, yeah. I feel like I want to test myself. Let's go 1 second.
Yeah, let's do it. There. See, now that is confidence. You see that?
That's incredible.
No, like see me fail right now.
Can somebody cut this clip out and play it for this generation? Did you hear what she just said?
That was amazing.
I want to challenge myself. Let's do it. Somebody cut that out. Put it on a poster. That's the new campaign slogan for me running for president. I want to challenge myself, so you know what? Let's do it.
It's great. Yeah. It is.
All the way to the White House. All right, Katie, listen. Or no, sorry. No, you can't listen. Luca, Luana, here you go. Here's your 1 second. Quiet in the studio, please. 1 second.
It's Tainted Love. I forgot. Wait, yeah.
Oh, she gets 2 points for that. Mm-hmm.
The name of the guy who sings that. I saw it today. Man, I forgot. I don't know his name.
Okay, singing.
Tainted love. Tainted love. You know.
Yes.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's running away with the game. So 13-3 is the score.
Is that Duran Duran?
Down by 10. Is that your official steal? You want one more second?
The second won't help me, but is it Duran Duran?
That was crazy noise.
That was.
Whoa, the 80s. Is it Duran Duran? It is not. Luca, you got a guess? You want to steal back?
Is it Billy something?
It is not Billy something. Steals backsies. No, let's keep going. Steals backsie backsies. You want another chance?
Is it...
Rick Springfield? No, it's not. Luca? Back to you. Anybody? Any guesses? 80s bands? Anybody?
I don't know. I like literally.
It's the band. No, it's the band Soft Cell.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah. Soft Cell. Mm. All right, here we go. This one. Okay, let's go 12 seconds. This will be our last. You know what? Actually, back up from your microphones. Just yell out your fake name when you want to buzz in. Okay, so no bidding. I'm just going to let it run. You guys yell out your fake name when you know this song. Really?
What's his name?
The most 80s song of all time.
Surely.
Susu Studio.
Yeah.
Whoa. Susu Studio. Is it?
Gonna need a name.
Is it Huey Lewis in the News?
Do you like Huey Lewis in the News?
No!
It's not Huey Lewis in the News. Luca, her turn is officially over. Did you sing it with gusto? You only said the.
Studio.
Anything else?
And it's in my mind.
Yeah, we'll allow it. All right. Still only 7-13 though. Luca, do you know who sings it?
No, I don't know.
Want to steal Baxi guess?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon?
Yeah, that's not it.
Is it Paul Simon?
No.
Luca?
I haven't heard the kid this song before. I really don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised, actually.
This is, he went solo from a band. He used to be in a band. This is him solo, so it's just his name. He used to be in a band.
Eric Clapton?
Drummer. He's a drummer. He's a drummer. He's an English fella, I believe.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton plays the guitar.
Oh, yeah, he does.
No, drummer, English guy, bald.
You're not talking about the guy from Nothing? Blue Fighters, right?
No. Nothing yet?
I don't know.
Wrote the music for Disney movies.
Oh.
Bald
wait,
guy.
Oh, wait. It's...
The band was called Genesis.
Really?
Yeah.
This is
him solo. Yep. Same artist. Yep. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. That's the other one.
Ooh, I don't know.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Phil Collins. Happy Friday, everybody. For Luana and Katie, I'm Brett, reminding all of you to listen to Phil Collins. We'll see you on Monday. Good night, Tarzan, the Disney animated movie that he did the music for. Good night, Madonna. We did not do any Madonna songs.
That's funny.
Good night, Cyndi Lauper. Good night, Soft Cell.
Good night, Korn.
We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye!
That's it for the Brett Davern Show this week.
Aw, oh, no, come on, man! Come on,
we'll be back Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for another edition of the Brett Davern Show, here on Adobe Radio.